of the Machpelah, if he has the energy to hold himself back from resisting, if he's able to just be quiet and not resist, what's the heter that he has to kill the person who's coming in? And the kasha was compounded by the fact that the Mishnah Berurah and Hilchos Shabbos brings down that on Shabbos you take a machleis to not kill the ganav. You shouldn't be machal Shabbos. So why on Shabbos you machleis to hold yourself back if you can and not kill the ganav? And during the week where it's a question of leisurta, so why then don't you just, why aren't you machleis to hold yourself back? So someone showed me this morning that there's a Reb Ruvain in Bava Basra who answers the kashas. In the first paragraph of Reb Ruvain Siman Vav, first paragraph of Siman Vav, and he says the following terrace. He says that your non-Rukhiyas to give up your money, we're not machleis to quietly give up your money just to save the life of a person who's the pshia coming against you and coming to steal it. So it's not machayev you to give up the money in such a case. I'll give you an example just for Havana. What would you say? Let's say someone comes over to you and he says, he makes a neder. He swears that you're going to give him $100. Are you machayev to give him $100? Aren't you supposed to spend $100 on Mishnah Be'er and into their actor? Someone makes a neder that you can give him $100. Are you machayev to give it to him? No, why not? You're not supposed to spend $100 to save a year from being Eivan Aveir. Because everyone would do it separately. I remember when I was in elementary school, that there was a shtick that you did, if your friend had a nash that you wanted, you walked over to him, he said, Baruch Atah Hashem Elohim Shachmir Rifa, right? And he had no. So he said, Havai, if he doesn't give you, I think this is a perfect example for this which Reb Ruvain is saying. Reb Ruvain is saying, mamish, this case. Reb Ruvain is saying that because the guy that came into your house, he's ready to kill you. He's ready to kill you. He comes into your house. So you have an option of just giving him your money and not killing him, and then you only have the license. So do this. That's your normal place to do. Yeah.
In the case of that, you don't give him, you're not
going to
be
under here.
You just have to give him your money so that
he's going to be under. On Shabbos or on a regular day? So in a regular day, you're not able to say that. Because once you resist, he's a right. Once you resist, he's a right. It's a mystical right. The question is, are you allowed to resist the first place? But once you try to stop him from stealing, so then he's a right, and you're mystical. The question is, how can I stop him in the first place? So Bulan is saying, we can't be mechai of you to say, let him steal, because if otherwise, you're going to be able to resist if I kill him. I'm saying it's not an option. To tell a person you have to give up your money, that's not an option. I'm not going to give up my money because he comes in the pshia to steal from me. It works out that we're putting money ahead of the fashion. That's the way it works out. It's the same thing. We're putting money ahead of Ruffalo Atala. Someone comes next to Shahako and your candy. You're putting money, 5 cents, you're putting ahead of a Ruffalo Atala? How could that be? Who told him to do it? They said it was a Ghana. The Ghana tells him to man. He's like, I have to give up my money. I'm a Kuya, not my friend. I'll end up killing him. He walked the man out. There's no option to say, I'm not going to give him the money. I'm not going to give him my money, because the person comes in. That's a cheat.
Why you find it in
the film? So it could be that on Shabbos, with my Shabbos, so I'm not refraining from killing him for his sake. By killing him, because the person doesn't have to steal. So by killing him, to save his life, I'm not looking to give up money. That's the weakness. On Shabbos, to save my own Chilul Shabbos, to save my own Chilul Shabbos, so that I am looking to give up money. So for my Chilul Shabbos, I'm looking to give up money, even though the other person came and caused it. But to save his life, then I'm not looking. Once he's arrived there, maybe it's not Chilul Shabbos. Once he's arrived, they say it's National Shabbos because I'm doing some Christmas questions. So, it's a mitzvah of Harvey, even on Shabbos. There's two ways to answer you. One thing is, there has to be the Mishnah's own Shita is that Shabbos is only Huskah for the Christmas questions. That's not true. Which means if you have an Eitzah, you have to find an Eitzah in it. First year Allah and the Mishnah Chachas, Shita of the Mishnabura, there are a lot of Chalkim. Mishnabura holds Shabbos only Chutzkah from the Gorkhan Fashis, which means if you actually can find an Eitzah, you're going to find an Eitzah. So Mishnabura, Shitasa, it's not really a Shabbos.
It's like a general
problem. It's not that you prepare it,
right.
But the difference with Shabbos is I'm not doing it for the sake of the Ghanis. If I refrain from my service, so I could save the Ghanis, that I'm not looking to do. I refrain from this from Shabbos, is that the Ghanis?
So it's not
going to negate
any of
the
difference is fine. My
question
is, when you come to the Ghanis,
you know how much attention is happening to Shabbos,
but if you
want to go back there, it will come out that a smart Ghanis could come in. All right, you have to. I'm just, I'm not really answering your question, just in practical terms, it's not that way because we have a chazaka, most people can't resist, most people can't help it. Chazaka ain't other than that. We're talking about those people who can restrain themselves. So, if you don't like that answer Shabbos, you're probably not saying it to answer Shabbos. You're probably not saying it to answer the etzem kasha of why is it that you're not mafuyus to refrain from killing someone if it's money. Money or killing him, so on.
When you say that, you're talking about that, is she went from white and yesterday, and that's the reason why. You said you have to say that, you have to say that, you have to
say that, you have to say that, you have to say that, you have to say that, you have to say that, you have to Rav Shach says it's a sakasa, and Kaka normally wouldn't be enough to kill him, maybe a Shabbat is not so. But there are reasons you can say that there. I'm not going to get into it now. Go on into it. So when Ahav comes on a bend, the bend has a right not to give up his money. So you should Kaka not give up his money, you should scream at his father. His father's not going to kill him, so it's no problem. The whole Shach they have on a bend is that the son doesn't kill the father. You just start hollering, and then the father's not going to kill him. You're not going to kill him, so. Don't fight. Doesn't say you can't fight. It's just, you don't have to worry about killing him. Okay, now if you don't say the Abba thing, you have to give him the money. It's just so that you can't kill him. So this is what we think Mahalo. The truth is that there's a similar idea. I'm sure that this firm has a similar idea. Just by looking at Eva, by speaking to Mishnah, which is really the same case, you're not mechuyev to give up your maila, something you have, which is a maila, you're not mechuyev to give up for the Eva. He's going on a Gemara in Ksuvis. Those of you who learned, the Gemara in Ksuvis says that women, the minhag was that people got married on Yom Dalit, on Wednesday. And yet, people got married on Yom Dalit, so there were Nedimites with a Hegmon, the Geisha Hegmon would come. And he would make a gzeira that any woman tibala hegmon tchila has to be nibala to the hegmon first. So he would come and he would be mizana with the women. So they changed it out of Wednesday because the Gemara says the women were being mezna nefesh. They didn't know that for women erva is not yahar va yahava. But they were being mezna nefesh. They were getting killed. They changed the class, they stopped making classes on Wednesday, they had a different day, and the Hegmon, I guess, wasn't so smart, he kept on coming on Wednesdays, and to the normal class. So Gemara asks, Why do you have to change the fast of the day? Keep it Wednesday. Gemara says, "Validra shluhu da ainis shari." Let's tell all the women they should know ainis shari. A woman is not yard vayava, and ainis is not. That's the Gemara's kasha. So keep on getting married on Wednesday. The Gemara to get married on Wednesday, and they were losing their lives. Validra shluhu. Let's tell them that ainis shari. Okay, that's the Gemara's kasha. Let's get married on Wednesday. So be sure that this can end. I put the either. A guy is recorded in, it's not allowed to be by a righteous ish. How are you allowed to get married on Wednesday? You're going to cause the headline to be by a righteous ish, which is saying, and it's a direct, that's one of the Shabbat Mitzvahs doing that. So, what's the hazard to get married on Wednesday? So, if you like this, good answers. That because of somebody else is with me either, I'm not looking to give up. If there's a mila to get married on Wednesday, I'm not looking to give up my mila because the guy says, if I do it, I'll do it aver. I'm not looking to give up my mila because someone else will do it aver. The same you said is a ruling. I'm not looking to give up my thing because someone else will do it aver. When there were demonstrations about Gil Shabbos in Israel, so the Yisrael of Yashav, what's the hesed to make all these demonstrations? Because it's still a Shabbos, the Lamaisa, the police come out, the newspaper reporters come out, so the whole Hafganah gets still a Shabbos because it's more still a Shabbos. So the Yashav told people this would be sure like this. That for our, we have to protect the Shabbos. Because they're going to do our various. If we try to protect Shabbos, we're not afraid because they're going to come and do our various. To sacrifice something that we have a right to. That's what you say. That person's not mechuyev. I don't have to give up my thing that I have a right to because the pesheh is going to come and he'll say, if you don't do it, I'll be the Baal Shabbos.
What's the Ma'arav?
Come on, it's a two Ma'arav. Either this is in the block on Wednesday or because of Shabtu or because of the Gat Tebet the next day. Because why is that Ma'arav? Alright, so this is what Ruben decided to answer the difficult problem that we had yesterday. Let's move on. Go back to the Gemara. Meisei. Yes, yes. Let's start off here. So the Gemara here says a lashon of yikav la'ar. He will hope for the day. The ayin and it won't come. He is cursing the day he was born. That mazel should never see day. The dekama yikav la'ar the ayin. Ama ayu mamalus. That's what the Gemara knows. Same parents is all along. That doesn't mean day. It means life. Hasam meimet hu dekalayit le'iyav b'mazel. Iyav was cursing his mazel. Ama yei rabba d'vitzpeh hafkav le'nehu rabba le'yishkechet. That it should hope for life and not find it. So the Lashon there again means Beit Mei, another Raya, Vayimer Choshech Yishufeini V'layla Or Ba'adeini Amo Or Yimamahu. What do we think now means Layla Or Ba'adeini? Layla became like day to me, the conscious of Layla and Or, so Or must be Yai. The same parents, that Or doesn't mean day, it means life. Chasim Achi Kavadav Ani Amarati Ach Choshech Yishufeini V'layla Mapo Ashutenu Yai Ashav Hayom Azeshu Devim Alayla Or Ba'adeini. He said, I thought that I'm going to have darkness even in Elam Abba. And when I said, Hashem gave me a bracha, that not only Elam Abba do I get, but even Elam Azeb is light. So again, the terrace is that Or is light. They say, so finally Gemara brings a good light. That doesn't, no answer. Yudai, my Baikin, or Abba Asa, to Bedika three times. So the first time, the best time, is Or Abba Asa. If not, then you do Abba Asa Shachris. Now you do Bisham Sabir. So the Kamer of Yehuda Baikin or Arba Asa, Uba Arba Asa Shachris, Amar Arba Ushmanina. to raya that are reserved. So this is a good raya because it says are avasa separate from avasa shakar shmanina. It's not unusual, even though the Gemara says shmanina, it keeps on bringing raya sakashas. Yes. Why not bring it immediately? Because you want to know the dinam of Baba Machtera, and you want to know. No, I'm not kidding. The Gemara brings all the rayas out of what they said. It brings all the rayas. I mean, all the other rayas would have been kashas anyway. They were all proofs that R is nice, that R is yain. All the rayas are rayas that R means day. The rayas is no, I mean. So it was all the rayas, at least almost all the rayas, except for one. So at least most of the rayas would have been brought at the next day anyway. It's not as if you save anything by saying it the other way around. Which raya was the other way? Kochei Feyar. That was the right one. Let's see, Raita. Meisei. Now here it's a little bit of an involved raya. Let's see, Meisei. Meisei Abba Osta Osta Vesiz Malach. And so before we begin the getting involved in this, but he had thought of Machlech Sashin Taisis. On Erev Pesach, Malacha. After Chatzayit Hayayin, we don't do Malacha. Now on Shabbos, you allow to do Malacha for Yantin, but other Malachas we don't do after Chatzayit Hayayin on Pesach. On Erev Pesach, I'm sorry, on Erev Pesach. But earlier in the day, it's totally in Minig. It's totally in Minig, so place in Minig as you don't do, by us, all Minig as we do do, it's totally in Minig. Rashi and Taisis argue here, Rashi holds that we're going on Makam Shinohagul, we're going to talk about Minim. Taisus holds, Taisus here, Sam Rashi, second Taisus. Taisus holds, we're talking about the Ikar Adin. Now later we'll get to Nakanina, but right now, just to note Pshat, that Rashi learns Mein, if they have Asa Asar, the word Asar means Asar Mitzad Mini. And Taisus holds Asar means it's Asar Maker Adin. So in Mein, if they have Asa Asar Basias Malachim. The Liyaz of Yaakivayim and Mishasa are. That Yehuda Imer Mishas HaNeitachan. So, and it goes on, the price goes on. No, Omer Yehuda, Lazar Ben Yaakov Ben Yehuda. What are you talking about? Chihecha Matzinu Yayin Shemitzasei Osir Basiyas Malacha U'mitzasei Mutter Basiyas Malacha. How can you say things start from Neit? Doesn't make sense. Not a day which is Mitzasei, you never find such a thing. A day that's Mitzasei Osir, Mitzasei Mutter. So, you have to know, and maybe some of you do know, some of you don't know, that when does day begin? Day begins from Alois HaShachar. Alois HaShachar. What's Taish Alois HaShachar? So there are two Taish. Either it means from when the light, the first light comes up, it's Oyman. It is a Taish that says Taket Amoid Hashachar, that the ending of the night stretch. And anyway, whatever the literal translation, Amoid Hashachar is the beginning of day in Hatayla B'chol Hashivas. By night, we had a whole to do. The guy knew him, it was him. In morning, Kuliyav is Maida. You don't have to wait for the bull of the sun to come up. Netacham is when the bull of the sun comes over the horizon. Alois HaShachar is quite a bit earlier than that. Alois HaShachar, according to Rav Paiskin, is Arba Mil, 72 minutes before sunrise. There is a day that it's Chamisha Mil. Machlokes is better than that, because the day in the Shita that it's 5 mil, which would be 90 minutes. That's why you might see some calendars have 90 minutes for Alois and 72. But the Mishnah Berurah passes 72 minutes. So, Alois HaShachar, the Kuli Alma, is the beginning of day. The Marshal will come to Gedalia any time that people ask until when are you allowed to eat. So you're allowed to eat until Alois. Alois is whenever sun rises 72 minutes earlier, so you're allowed to eat up until 72 minutes earlier. That's Alois HaShachar. 72, no, it's Lamaisa 72 minutes absolute minute. You should really study for 72 minutes. You have those challenges to have study for any age. We should go past the 72 minutes. There are people who are 90. If you're 90, fine. But the Kedai or Mishnah Berurah, that's not Chavar. Certainly they need to be Rabbanan. So 72 minutes before sunrise, that's Amos HaShachar, and that's the beginning of day. The Mishnah says in the Sefer Megillah that mitzvahs that are totally in day, like Shofar and Lulav, Hallel, a person with Chatzchila is supposed to do after night. You should wait until sunrise. It's a hafaka. A person shouldn't make a mistake. Alois HaShachar, it's very hard to tell Alois. Nowadays you have watches, it's easier. Alois is the first sunshine over the horizon. You go out at Alois HaShachar and you look at the sky, you can't even see anything. You barely see light in the city, you certainly can't see anything. Barely the beginning of light. And between our lights and nights, it gets fully light outside. So as a hachoka, we are mekayim mitzvahs after night hachakah. Except for shatav kach. Sometimes people from the night sukkahs have to go to work. It's a big shatav kach for them. They have to down early, so they shake a little before night. But lachatchila, we wait for mitzvahs until after night hachakah, until after sunrise. Now, our Gemara is asking, are you Yehuda? You say, Neis is the middle of the day. Day starts about Eitz Hashach. That's what Rav Yaakov is asking. Now, the truth is that there are those who are Matnia on the Gros Shita, the Gaon Shita by night. They say that the Gaon Shita is inconsistent. By night, the Gra holds that when the bull of the sun goes over the horizon, that's night. That's the beginning of Ein Hashmasha, 13 minutes later is night. So it depends on the bull of the sun and immediately thereafter. And yet in the morning he's mighter that there's a whole 72 minutes earlier when it's Pasha light, a teeny bit of light, that's already day in the morning. Why should the morning be different than the evening if you're starving? That the morning and the evening should go the same way. It's especially shver, according to the Sofas Hanayat that I mentioned. The Ragat Shava said, what pshat in the Shita of the Gra? The Gra holds that Choshech is a Bria by itself. Okay, the Shita of the Gra, Choshech is a Bria. So therefore, after Shkia, the first Choshech that comes, so that's a Shein Choshech. That's already a small amount of Choshech, it's also Choshech. So therefore, it's not. So that's fair. If you hold a small amount of Choshech, it's Choshech. And therefore, it's night. So in the morning, after Halayt, there's still also a small amount of Choshech. It's a pretty big amount of Choshech. So why don't you say that that's night? There's still Choshech in the morning. So this is the Shverikait, which is based on the Gra. I saw the Kasha. There's a Sefer on Pesachim called Chadashim Gam Yishonim. It was in the shelf, the first day in Yeshiva. It's from Yenis Shteit, I saw this Kasha. This is the first day, it's not been in the shelf. Nobody likes the Sefer and has it in Shtendim. But I happen to notice, he has this Kasha. He says, the Gra Shita is inconsistent. From morning to night, and at night, the Gra says, a little bit of darkness, that's already enough to be night. In the morning, he says, a little bit of darkness, but being that there's light also, that's already day. You seem to be inconsistent. If you have a mixture of light and darkness, which one do you go for?
In the morning, then you have a dark light, so it's also really better to get
on to
that morning.
At night, you also have a drop of light. Get to Shkia. Why is that not enough? So therefore, the Chayyah, that's what you have to say, according to the Gra. That whichever one is new, the one that's coming anew, in the morning, light is a creation. As soon as there's some light, that's day. I think also some darkness. So we go according to the new thing, the thing that's being mechazik b'chayyah. And by night, light. You're right, okay. You're right, but. You're allowed to daven, you are allowed to be good, and you're allowed to daven into our lives. It's only after Hakka that we don't. The Hakkila we daven in only from Eid. Shatakak, and first we daven into our lives, so the Eid. Tafel Tfilah is a different thing. It says we eat from Eid, so it's probably in Mashiachim, which is later than our lives. Earlier than Eid, but later our lives. But that's what the Jews are at the cost. There's nothing to do with it.
According to the Gemara, certain happens after Shabbos Shmini. It's all at night.
But after Kippur, we didn't
start.
No, the Kasha is that morning and evening are not the same, unless you use this tarot. That whichever one is coming new, is Mechazik for Hayraya, that's the one you look at. That would answer it.
You can't say this tarot if you hold that night is a
Briah in
and of itself.
But night, so it's a day. Each is a Briah.
Right, so you could
use the tarot.
You're saying a Briah of day and Briah of night. So
there's a Briah of Chayshach and a Briah of Ar. The question is, how do you define night and day? So whichever one new is not even good enough. It's the one that's the Chazik Bahayla, the one that's getting stronger. So that's the one that... I just want to add, Nakuda, Taka Kasha on the Gani, on the Grub. But really, it's not only a Kasha on the Grub. It's a Kasha on Rabbeinu Tam also. Because Rabbeinu Tam is made at night that there's a period called Bein HaShemashim, which means it's twilight. A little dark, a little light. Or the Rabbeinu Tam is very dark, only a little light. And it's Suffolk yet, Suffolk light. You can ask the same kasha on Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that 13 and a half minutes at night. When it's getting darker. With that amount of darkness is a Suffolk. So why should I say the same thing in the morning? It should be 13 and a half minutes. With that amount of darkness is a Suffolk. Why isn't there Bein HaShemashim in the morning? If it depends on an amount of darkness, why is there Bein HaShemashim by night and there's no Bein HaShemashim by day? That's Rambashi. It means Hezra anyhow.
It's the top of the new one.
What? Let's say Bein HaShemashim, the Pashto way is that it's a Suffolk. You don't know what it's talking about. So we don't know if it's dark enough. So that same level of darkness, which at night is a Suffolk, why is that same thing a Suffolk in the morning?
At night, you get.
So day,
it's just a
picture shot by the car. You're saying you look at the one that's
blue?
Why should that matter? Well, what does it have to reshtesh on that? It's the same question. This amount of darkness, is that enough to make it night? You're saying that the calendar changes at night and not in the morning. That's the difference. Now why does that make a difference? Why should that matter? Why should that matter? There's a certain amount of darkness which we don't know if that darkness is night or day. So in the morning you have the same amount of darkness we don't know.
I want to know, Sheikh Lumis, Sheikh Lumis,
or the morning demon. Or those demons you should have a Bein HaShemashim for. It's a kasha. I don't remember ever seeing this kasha, but it sounds like such a simple question which needs an answer. Why is the Bein HaShemashim by night, not Bein HaShemashim in the morning?
So let's see.
We have to work out how that answers the question. But the thing is, let's say Bein HaShemashim holds that Earth is a Kriya, and Chayshah is just a lack of life. So now, let's talk about Bein HaShemashim. Those 13 and a half minutes, what's the stuff?
The light is going away.
The light is going away. Is that light enough that we still should call it light? Right? That's the stuff. Is that light enough that we should call that light? So in the morning, if there are lights, the first 13 and a half minutes, is that enough light to be called light? So you'll tell me the morning is different because it's coming. once you start saying that Teres, you can take Teres by the Gra. The reason things are different in the night and the day is because when it's coming, the thing that's coming has it's gathered has a Baruch Hashem. You can say that Teres, but then it'll answer the Gra too. I'm just saying it's not a bigger kasha on the Gra than Rabbein Otam. It needs to have Rabbein Otam also. So if you say your Ma'alach, it's good, but then it'll answer the Gra as well. Won't be more of a kasha on the Gra than it's a kasha on the Gra. What does that mean? If it's a Tafish Messinae, is a Ben Ashmash, it's fine. So you say Hashem created a Ben Ashmash, what does that mean? He created a Messias of darkness, which is up against the Lila. Then in the morning, you have to put the Messias of darkness is the same in the morning and the night.
Okay,
what? Hashem created the same mystery of light and darkness you have at night, you have in the morning. If you take a light meter, you'll have the same mystery.
So really, the second the stars getting dark, it's already night. Just like in the morning, the second the stars getting bright, it's already day.
So you have to say, like a lot of people see now, that this is Ben Ashrashis, and in the morning there is no such
thing.
And the way I meant, Hashem created something which is a Sophic, and he did such a man of Sophic. It comes to us, it's exhibited to us as twilight. It's twilight in the morning too. Unless that's all part of a given that Hashem created Ben Ashrashis at night, that's it. Yeah, but when I said it, with the fact that Hashem created such a Messias, what I meant to say is Hashem created a Messias, a mixture of light and dark, which we see during Ben Ashrash. But we see that same thing in the morning. It's very hard to justify. In Svarah, it's impossible to make a chiluf. You say, maybe it's not a Svarah, maybe Hashem did it. That could be. In Svarah, it's difficult to justify the chiluk unless you go to Mahalas. That once light comes and it's this Gabba Ba'ala, that's different. That is that would answer the Gra as well. Okay, so that's a difference. But why should that make a difference? Why should that matter? But the Amitsa set depends on the morning too? For your special chakras. You would show it. And the Gilma, there are plenty of Amitsa set depends on the morning. It's true, but just like you have the calendar problem in the evening,
you have the day of the day.
If this mixture of light and darkness at night suffers against Suffolk Lila, why in the morning is it not a Suffolk?
It's still
a Suffolk. It's not a Suffolk. It's Yom Gomer, if you shake Lulav Zegi, I said.
Yom Gomer is
the same thing, that's why we don't get it. The fact that there's still a spooky mirror, it's not a dark, it's not the same thing. Even if it's only a different day, then you
still live. But being a different day depends on Lila. The calendar changes, but it's Lila. But it's really in Lila, but the standard of what you will admit with every day, not to say what is really day,
it
doesn't
happen. No, it's when it's day, and we're defining day as our life. The reason we notice this is a pasuk in the Chani that says that Me'alayt HaShachar Tetek HaShabi. That the Chani says, I work, Me'alayt HaShachar Tetek HaShabi, so we know about it today. The halacha is that it's Yain, we don't have the word Yain.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we don't have a korban, we're nakel. If you shook Lulav from Me'alayt, you're Yain. But you are better, we say right till next. But in the Daraisa, if you shake Lulav right after Amais, Minatayra, you're Yaisa. And if you Makayim a mitzvah that starts at night, like a Filas Masa, right after Shkia, the Gra will tell you it's a Sapa. And when they're time, it's not 13 after this, they'll tell you it's a Sapa. Why isn't the mitzvah of Masa, which is at night, and this amount of darkness is the question? And the mitzvah of Lulav, which is the morning, and this amount of darkness is the question, should be the same thing. You're talking about the Drabana. That's what I'm going to tell you.
So,
but why can you shake it at our eyes? It might not be young yet. just like the night, it might not be Lila yet. See, to me, it needs to be the same thing. Yes? I was thinking that maybe you could say such a thing at night. See, the little town of Lushan, if you look at Tysus and Tysus out, is that there's Aizei Arakia, the sky has a thickness, the sun has to get around to the other side of the sky. So to say that the thickness in the western sky and the eastern sky just slips right in, it's possible. It's possible, but conjecture, I don't know. Possibility. Certainly, Lamaisa, the fact that it goes around the world, there's no difference in the western sky and the eastern sky. The supposed to be Kalayim is the same. Someone will find me a seller, so I'll be very appreciative. Now let's get back into what the Gemara is discussing here. So the Gemara says, Amalei Avalas V'yakav V'yav Yehuda, you have it smack in the middle of the page. How do you split a day like that? Till nights is one din, and after nights is another din. We don't find such a thing. So when you do find Erev Pesach, if half the day is Mutav Achilas Chametz, half the day is Asur. Because Achilas Achilas Chametz starts from the middle of the day. With the cover of you, so that's the bride. But the Gemara, the Kamer of Yehuda, Mishasa Neitzachama, Alma, or the Kamer of Lotha Benyakiv, or something. They must be arguing that Yehuda holds the day, Lotha Benyakiv holds night. Rest is life. My or Amoyed HaShachar. Or means Amoyed HaShachar, which we call Amoyed HaShachar, the same thing. So Rav Lotha Benyakiv, it's no Raya, he means night, it could be he means day. They're arguing it's Lotha Benyakiv, it's not Lotha from Amoyed HaShachar, or it's Lotha from Neitzachar. In fact, the Gemara, Ihachi, the Kabbalah, Hecha Matsinu Yav Shemitzase Mutta Batiyas Malacha Mutsase Yasa Batiyas Malacha. So the rest of it, Yaakov, Yisr of Yehuda. Hachi split a day. Neima Iyuma Nafshei, Ha Yika Laila, the Tashari, Rabba Lata Ben Yaakov, the Tshver him himself. What Tshver him himself? Explain the Kasha. Before Alayis. You have a day which is before Alayis as one din. And here Salah says another din, Hecha Matsinu. That's a kasha.
Before was Mazu.
So the Gemara is saying, with Rosh Yaakov, you should have asked on yourself, Hecha Matsinu, how do you find something where before Allah says one din, and here Salah says another din? But they should have Messiah. What do you think with that? There are many demons. Look at the Shaykh, the examples I just gave you. There are many examples. Like Lulim and Shaifa, which by night is no Lulim, but any after night there is. What the heck of Matsinu, Matsinu? We find anything in that Tully in Yai. We don't find even that Tully in night. No, it's certainly not the eye for thinking. But so I'm going to come back to the Yeshua in a minute. Let's just finish the Gemara. Baki Kamer. Bishlam al-Di Yashkachna, the Kapal, Yirabana, and Yamam al-Elias. You say, Bishlam like me, the blood of the Yaakov says, it is going to be light and day. Where? Gabi Kainas Seber. I'd not say, Echo Bishaita, Ashi Allah, my Rashaka, the blood of the Yaakov. Shimon Ayla, Klai Tagever. El Lidi Dach, Hecha Ashkecha Yamama Kufay, the Pligi Barabana. How does it see the blood of the Yaakov say, lightly, it's good. I find a difference between night and day on a fast day. The same thing, you can't, but we just put them into all the other fast days, which are the petition of all the other fast days which start from Alei Tashacha, so I find it. But where do you find it? Some of it, you're the answer, the last Mechi Yeshem. It's not the Mechi Yeshem, it's not the Mechi Yeshem, it's not the Mechi Yeshem. Gemara, yes, shot the cover of you, the Rebbe Masa. Chayt the good carrots, the Mechi Yeshem. The Gemara, I'll be coming over Masa. I mean, Lachar, no, I'm a Lachar, you're a Rebbe Masa. I'm a Lachar, I'm a Chavis, I'm a Reisa. The Ad Hacha, it's a Rechman, the Ad Hacha, it's a Rechman. So, by the Reisa, you can't prove it's a Reisa. The Dach he held, show it to Rabbana. It's not true, because by Chavis, Minach, I will Chavis, it's also from midday. The Rabbana, they asked it from earlier, so, 2 hours earlier, so, that's the Rabbana. The either Chachok, or the Rabbana, the Reisa. Can we deny it? That's like a Reisa. The Rabbana made a Chachok for a Reisa. But if Yeshua asks why Rebbe Lotha ben Yaakov came on to Tainas Tibur, He could have brought many mitzvahs, which are mitzvahs by day, there's some mitzvahs by Raisa, some mitzvahs by Rabbanim that are by day, you have Shefer and Lulet, which are mitzvahs by Raisa, you have mitzvahs by Gila, other things that are mitzvahs Hayai, that there is a missing ninth day. So the short answer is that we're not talking about mitzvahs. Mitzvahs could talk of, it could be a healthy day and night. We're talking about Isurim. Isurim, you don't find an Isur that starts in the morning. So that was the Gemara's Kasha. We're not talking about mitzvahs, we're talking about Isurim. Anybody explain the issue of Sol to me? Let's explore what he means. I mean, I understand the words. That you can't make a life on the mitzvah. Our Gemara is talking about Isurim. Isurim, you don't find this in that day. So what? I mean, if by mitzvah you find a difference, so by Isurim you can find too. What's the svara to what he's saying? It shows this even more svara. But anyway, that's the issue with Terry. The Gemara is talking to Isurim. The Svazemet is that we find that by Isurim as well, because, at least by one man the Omer in the Septus Megillah, Purim by day is also the Malacha, and Purim night is much of Leil Purim, is certainly much of the Malacha. Yain Purim is also, and Malacha doesn't mean driving cars, it means the Matzah Matzah. So the day of Purim, at least according to one man the Omer, is us. So why didn't the Malacha ben Yaakov bring a Raya from Purim, you have a thing which is partially us and partially Nisim. During the night, the Lach is Nisim. During the day, it's us, according to that idea. So why is it being arrived from Purim? So the Sfasema says that by Purim, it's also Mikayach Nimik. It's not Mikayach, it's not Mikayach. Even the one who asks on Purim asks the Kayach Nimik. So he says, light, what? Oh, that's Machlokes Rashi and Tais. He says, this is totally the Machlokes, his Kasha depends on Machlokes Rashi and Tais. Bishlam of Yael Agamar is talking the Kayach Nimik, like Rashi Shita. Then the Kasha is a good Kasha, you should have brought from Purim. It's a very good Kasha like Rashi. But like Tysus, who all the Agamar is talking not about in Hagim, about Isurim Issagamor, the Sfasema says his thing will be answered, that's not true, you can't bring from Purim, Purim is Minig, and Agamar is looking for Isurim. Okay? That's the Sfasema, so by Rashi it's still fair, by Tysus it's good. I think it's the use of the short there. That's a myth for that an instant. Would it be so?
No, it's not. So, the myth is that my point.
No. What's the yisra bracha batal? You never want to make a bracha batal. Yisra bracha batal is over. It's just becomes a batal. With Moshe, what?
It usually
has
a man. If there's something
that has a man, it's obvious that it's okay, that's okay. With Moshe, in the Gusmaisha, Chaim Alus, in the Kusama Ches, gives a little bit of an insight, and he touches on something which is an insight to pick him up like. Regarding kindness, there's a question, first of all, you probably don't know, the Lidix of Sardim, and she saw that, is that they say Anenu by Shachris also. We have a minute, we only say Anenu by Nimcha, only the Chazan says it by Shachris. The big thing for that is that they say Aneinu by every fair, every fair, every Shemayin Esrei of a Titus. They say Aneinu. So they say it, they say it, not just the Chazan, but all the people say Aneinu even by Shachar. There is a Machlokes in the Septus Titus. Whether you say Aneinu by Marid of a Titus. By Arvis of a Tainus, the first let's say it's Sangadam. Sardim, those who have the meaning of the Anshe Svarad, do they say Aneinu by Marit too? Or is it only by Shachris and Mincha? What should this Machlokes depend on? You're not fasting at night. At night is delicious to fast. At night you eat. So the question is, do you say Amen? The sheep of the Baal Amar is that you don't. He says, the lashon of the Baal Amar is that Tainus is not like Yantus. Yantus starts at night. A Tainus. The Ramban and the Raizis, they argue. And they say that you say Aneinu even by night, even by hours. And the Ramban says it even stronger. He says that the kindness begins at night. The Yomar kindness really starts at night. It's just that half of the kindness you're allowed to eat. But the Sun Gedalia, the kindness of Sun Gedalia begins at night. La Raya, says the Ramban. Let's say you want to be Mekabel of Tainus on yourself, the Tainus Yachid. So you all know that to be Mekabel of Tainus, you need Kabbalah Tainus. When are you Mekabel of Tainus? Previous day by Mincha. Did that ever happen to you? You meant to be Mekabel of Tainus, you didn't remember till the night? It's the Shaila. You went to Shaila, it's too late. So let's say the guys are Tainus on something. You have to be Mekabel of Tainus the previous day by Mincha. If you know the Kabbalah time is, by nightfall, too late to be the Kabbalah time. Dr. Ramban, why? Only fasting today. Why can't you be the Kabbalah time is at night? Elamai, Dr. Ramban, it's a raya, that the Tainus, the Yom HaTainus, Kitshu Tzayin, the Tainus has certain conditions. The day of the Tainus begins by night, and it continues into the next day. Just, the Yisrachim is only by day. But that Kedusha Satsai that the day has, that begins already the night before, and that's why Kabbalah has to be by noon. See, a type of Kalayim doesn't need Kabbalah if it's done the next day right after the dream. Then suddenly, if for whatever reason it can't be done the next day, then it's nothing on it. It needs Kabbalah time. What's special about the night? Whatever Kedusha the sun has, the Tzvila is answered better, I don't know. Well, whatever that is, I'll tell you not Kamina. You say Amen. The Shmoneh Esrei is the Shmoneh Esrei Shel Tzayin. So you say Amen. We don't say Amen anyway. But the Bnei Sfarad, they say Amen. About the night. The Baal Amar disagrees. The Baal Amar says it's not true. The Tzayin is totally in the Yisur Achiva. And it starts by day. The machlekes between these two sheikhs. There's another raya, a very nice raya to the sheikh of Ramban. This raya is brought down in the Sharatiyim. The Shpur brings it down. Again, it's halacha, you should know. When you go to, let's say it's Sundadali, you go to sleep at night. And you plan to wake up when it's morning already. Don't plan to wake up early. You go to sleep at night, and then, for whatever reason, you happen to wake up in the middle of the night. Are you allowed to eat? Now, if you didn't make it tonight, at the time you went to sleep, if you didn't make it tonight, at the time you went to sleep, then whenever you wake up, that's a Kabbalah Tainus. If you wake up even an hour later, so going to sleep is a Kabbalah Tainus, unless you said the Farish, or you had a mind the Farish, I'm not Makabah. But Saturday, a person goes to sleep, that is a Kabbalah Tainus, you have to fast when you wake up. What's the Sarah to that? Why should that be so? If let's say Tisha B'av, Erev Tisha B'av, someone goes to sleep during the day. He doesn't plan to wake up until night. So he says the Kabbalah Tainus, if he wakes up during the day of Erev Tisha B'av, he can't eat anymore. If he likes to sleep, he plans to sleep into Tisha. It's not such a thing. It's not true.
What?
Eating is always
the
same thing. What's the difference? I say eating, I mean eating and drinking. If when you go to sleep, you don't plan to wake up, so when you wake up, you can't eat or drink. Unless you have a mind difference. But, no, it's not eating and drinking. The only time, it's not just eating and drinking. That's true. If someone is in the habit of getting up and drinking, so it's not a couple of times. What does it mean? Elamai Zaraya, that the kindness really begins, the Kedushas HaKindness is by night. And that is the kindness. Just, Aloch, is your last eat. But if someone fasts at night, that's part of the kindness. If you go on Ches Ba'av and you stop fasting early, no one is saying that's not a Tisha B'Av. It's not you, it's not yourself. You didn't eat that official. But if you don't eat on Leil Tzom Gedalia, you don't eat on Leil, Shema says that's part of the fast day. That's the same day, according to the Rambam.
Night, before you go to sleep,
you
can say
that
I want to
stop
time right now before I go to sleep.
You could say,
and I will be
able to
eat.
That's right.
No, same. You can say, like, you know, my mother that night, that I don't want to start eating now, so...
You know, Tzengedalia or Shabbat Shabbat Shabbat?
Shabbat
Shabbat. Yeah.
According to my mind, you get more star.
You could be Makabal time, it's earlier. We get more star, I'm not sure. But certainly it's before you have to do it. So, comes out, it's a Makhlaki, it's a Balamar in the Ramban, in the definition of Yayna times. The Balamar, she says, that Kedushas HaTayinah starts in the morning. The Ramban Shita is that Kedushas HaTayinah starts at night. But with Maisha, this Gemara would be a riot to the Shita Salamar. Why? Because the Gemara asks, where do you find something that's different by night and by day? But with Maisha, like the same Shua. Avada, there are some mitzvahs that have this man. This man is only in the morning, or only in the afternoon, or only by day, or only by night. The Gemara couldn't answer for mitzvahs. Because the Gemara wasn't asking, where do you find a mitzvah that's this way? The Gemara was asking, where do you find a Kedusha Tayyai? That there's some significance to the day. Some Kedusha Tayyai, some type of significance to the day. Which that significance is part of the day. A day is a yomtiv, the whole day of Kedusha. Shabbos, the whole day of Kedusha. A Kedusha of a day, definition of a day, goes through the whole day, so you don't split night and day. And for the Gemara, yes, kindness you find it. But the Balamar is very good. The Gemara is looking not for a mitzvah that's different day and night. Maybe for an isra that's different day and night. We're looking for something where the Kedusha Sayyai begins by day. That we should be able to say on Earth, and Earth takes up two. That Kedusha Tanya begins by day. The day is different than the night. Where do you find such a concept? That the day is, why should I be Mechazi day and night? If there's significance to the day, there's no such thing. So if the Gemara, yes. We call it by a tightness. Because by a tightness, there's a difference in the significance of the day between the day and the night. And again, the Moshe is telling this only like the Balamar. According to the Balamar, it's very good. There's a significance in day. Where do you find such a thing? Only one place. And that's by tightness. Like the sheep does the Balamar.
This
one then happens
by
hand.
This
also answers.
Yeah, I have to say Suez.
Yeah, this would explain. I asked the Peshua, why should be a chilek mitzvah, not mitzvah? So the Moshe is saying that that's the reason we're not looking for mitzvahs. The truth is, you find Talis, which is part of the day. Right? The Lesbian Yaakov asked the Rebbe Lezer, where do you find such stuff by Nate? It should be the whole day. So Talis starts from Mashiach, it also splits the day. But that's a mitzvah, you keep it alive from the mitzvah. We're talking about the Kedusha, the significance of the day, being split. So that you find, like the Balamar, you find that by kindness. And not anywhere else. What?
Is there
a Isurim
of the day?
Isurim? This Isra of doing the Malacha Erev Pesach would be if Erev Pesach has significance. There's some character to the day. The Rabbi's Shaila happens to be the idea that they're making a chasana the night of Shabbat Shabbatamus. Do the 3 weeks start by the morning of Shabbat Shabbatamus? Or do they start the night of Shabbat Shabbatamus? So Rabbi's was asked to Shaila that's looking to make a wedding the night of Shabbat Shabbatamus. And Rabbi's says it should depend on the Machlaikis, the Balamar, and the Ramban. Click at the Balamar. Shabbat Shabbatamus starts the next day. That yayin has tzrayim, kitchen tzrayim, that tzrayim starts the next day. So the point of the Balamar, it should be mutter. According to the Rif and the Ramban, they all know that whole day is Shabbat Shabbatamus. Whatever the day is, it's the whole day. It's just the Yisrachim is by day, not by night. But by night already begins what we call Shabbat Shabbatamus. So Moshe says in the Tshuva, and not getting married in 3 weeks, it's not a kicker kisser like another Yisurim. It's just going to stop in the milsa. It's not a good simon. It's not a good time. The meeting not to get married. So Moshe writes that b'shas hafak you can make a chasana on that night, on the night of Shabbat. So the time is based on the sheet of the Balamar. the truth is that there are others who disagree. There's a tshuva in the Chidah, it's a statement called Sarim Shaal. He says it's also by night to make a wedding. But the reason he says it's also, he agrees in Lamb to Ravash. If you look at the tshuva, he says it's also to make a chasa at night of Shavuot of the Thomas. Because we pass you like the Rif and the Ramban. The Chidah was a Sfardi. And the minhag of Sfardim is they do say Aneinu by marriage. Those who go to Shita of the Machaber, they do say, the Mishnah says, those who go with the minhag of the Sfardim should say Aneinu by marriage. So they argue on Ramesha, not on this, but they argue, they say, we pass by Tumah from the Ramban, you have to deny the Shiva to the Thomas of God. But in the Lundis, Ramesha is saying that it's too late to look at the Tanya. Because they answer the question. Tikkat of music, which also Mikra Adin, or Dinti, which is also Mikra Adin, should be also a night. I always had that kasha on Ramesha's jewelry. I was always wondering. Ramesha says you can make a wedding on Shabbat of the Tammuz because not making weddings is just a minute. Dancing is Mikra Adin is also. Doesn't mean you make a wedding but no dancing. That's a funny. It's not such a kasha, Ramesha she practiced. So Ramesha holds that once there's a fast in your life, it's a man. You got married before the 3 weeks, so he doesn't get it. But I'll upon him. These are two ways to look at time. The night after, it's a good question. The night after Tisha B'Av is a day which is split. But it's in this we don't do anything tonight. What do you mean? We're not there for night, no, but you're asking me about Kashim when it's not a mitzvah. On a normal Tisha B'Av, we have assumed the night of Tisha B'Av would show up by the next day.
But
we still see that Chazal set up a day which has hit Kedusha's sign in
it.
That's part of
it. Start in the middle of the day. You have to bring it out for something that is not for something
first. It's a quarter to, so I'll step your parents.